The very short-lived marriage between Devontae Adams and the Jets is officially over. The Jets decided here on Tuesday afternoon to release Adams, so he is officially out. And mind you, he's released. He's not subject to waivers, and I'll talk about what that means in a minute here. But essentially, the writing was on the wall for this as soon as the Jets decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers, right? We know Rodgers almost certainly lobbied to get Adams traded to the Jets. It was a weird ending to his very short time with the Raiders. He played with the Raiders for two seasons, put up 100 catch seasons in 22 and 23, but 24 didn't get off to the best start. You know, his boy was long gone at that point, Derek Carr. The Raiders were kidding themselves at quarterback, and if you recall, all of a sudden in October, Adams was hurt. Now, interestingly enough, the flight to New York seemingly cured all of those injuries, but regardless, haha, I digress. He's out of the mix for the Jets. The Jets are also reportedly allowing Alan Lazard to seek a trade, which means Alan Lazard is done with the Jets. Now, of course, they have Garrett Wilson, but you're essentially talking your other top two wide receivers are gone. And I don't know if they have the horses in the stable to replace those guys. Like, yes, they did draft Malachi Corley. He didn't hit in his rookie season. Xavier Gibson is there. He plays a role on special teams. They also have Irving Charles there and Malik Taylor. It is not Ellen and Marcus Riley. And I wouldn't blame you if you didn't know who those last three guys are. You know, they're UDFAs. Well, Malik Taylor wasn't, but still, like, deep name, right? They're really thin, which in theory could potentially be good for Garrett Wilson. He could see a lot of work, but if it's Tyrod Taylor or Tyrod Taylor, I never know what to call him at this point. If it's him under center, I mean, yeah, I guess it's just Garrett Wilson, but you can't even be that overly optimistic about Garrett Wilson. So let's talk about Adams quickly. Adams is 32 years old. He turned 32 in December. So technically speaking, last year was his age 32 season. This will be his age 33. He's been in the league since 2014. He can still play. I mean, hey, he did have 7 touchdowns in 11 games played with the Jets. Caught 67 balls, 854. Like, those are solid numbers. He can still play. There's no doubt about it. But it seems like we are essentially, you know, attached at the hip with wherever Aaron Rodgers lands. And by the way, elephant in the room, there's no guarantee Aaron Rodgers lands somewhere. I mean, you want to think he will, but hey, there aren't a lot of available seats, plain and simple. So he may not. That is, there's a greater than 0% chance. In which case, who knows what happens with Adams, but I obviously a much greater chance he lands with a team. There will be teams who are interested. In fact, let's go back to what I originally said. He was released. He was not waived. He's not subject to waivers. He can be signed essentially right now. Any team could sign him, even though it's not Monday, legal tampering, it's not Wednesday, league new year of next week. He can be signed right now. And also, he won't count against the compensatory picks formula. So in some ways, he could pick his destination. And there are teams out there who are wide receiver needy right now. Two of them might be the teams that he's played for here most recently. Obviously, they're going to be out of the mix in the Raiders and Jets, but there are other teams in play here. So Adams is going to land somewhere. And, you know, ultimately, fantasy-wise, we can't really do anything for his value at this point until we see where he lands. But I'm still very confident with Garrett Wilson as a top 12 option. Even if it's Tyrod Taylor, very confident there because the volume should be very, very good for Garrett Wilson. So at least we know that. Now, I would expect the Jets to figure out a way to address the position. I sure as hell hope they will. I don't know how, honestly, because right now, weaker wide receiver class in the draft, and it really isn't an overwhelming class in free agency. So do you try and trade? I don't know if that makes sense. Are you now basically throwing in the towel and you're in full rebuild mode? Because if you are, by the way, Garrett Wilson's eventually going to ask for a trade. Like, this is not good. Sorry, Jets fans, for that. But ultimately, Adams is out. It only lasted 11 games. And, you know, wasn't that bad. It was up and down a little bit. But you knew there was no future there for Adams. And so did 31 other teams. There was no way they were going to get a trade done there. So Adams is out. We'll see where he signs. Remember, FTNFantasy.com, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter/X and on Instagram. I'll catch you soon for another one.